Yo, what up, ladies and gentlemen? It's me. It's your boy, K-Fitz. And today, we're going to talk about how to get out of the doghouse. Fellas, take notes. I promise you'll thank me later. It's the Altitude Podcast, Waste No Time, Episode 23, Out the Doghouse. Let's go. Work you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream. You have a dream, let's move our dreams. Come and join this winning team and move your dreams. You got a dream, I have a dream. You have a dream, let's move our dreams. Pray and work you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream. You have a dream, let's move our dreams. Come and join this winning team. Let's move your dreams.
I'm screaming NY to the DNY.
Yo, what up? It's me. It's me. It's your boy, K-Fitz. And first and foremost, happy new year to each and every last one of you. I'm back once again with that new just for you, that real that you can feel. Now, today's topic, as I'm sure you've already seen, is how to get out of the doghouse. Fellas, I'm gonna need y'all to take close notes to what I'm about to talk about. Because some of the things I say might just save you from, I don't know, the couch and a couple other things, but we're not going to go that deep. Here we go, fellas. Sometimes we say things, we do things, and we don't do them to hurt the special ones in our life. And for those that see things in different lights, different ways, whether you are straight, whether you are gay, whether you're bi, whatever the case may be, everybody does things and says things that they don't necessarily mean. And that is okay. I want you to understand that. We're human. We're going to make mistakes, and sometimes we're going to offend the people that we love the most. But it's not the fact that you said it. It's what you do after you said it. Because here's the truth. Once you say or do something, it cannot be taken back. You know, people always say actions speak louder than words. And Maya Angelou said it best, that once somebody shows you who they are, you need to believe them. So now you have the responsibility of making them believe that what they saw before was an illusion. So let's talk about what you can do to bring yourself out of the doghouse and get yourself back into the good graces of the person that you love the most in your life. So before you can do that, you have to do some self-reflection in yourself. So that brings me to number one. Number one is self-reflection. You have to look at yourself, take a step back, and see where the problem truly lies. A lot of times when we lash out, we're lashing out because we think that somebody else is the problem. We think that somebody did something wrong. And newsflash, sometimes it is you and it ain't them. Which brings me to number two. You have to look at the pride. You got to look at your pride, because your pride will have you thinking that you are okay. You're perfect. You're fine. No mistakes, no errors, I'm perfect, all that good stuff. But I'm gonna tell you a little secret. You're not perfect, and you're not going to be perfect. You are going to make mistakes. But what happens is, a lot of times, in the moments when we lash out, think about it. When you lash out, you're lashing out because of something in you that feels so absolute. You gotta say what you got to say. You gotta let it all out. I ain't in the wrong. You was in the wrong. You ain't got no business doing this. Blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, you saying every letter in the alphabet, but the only letter in the alphabet that you're not thinking about when you're going through all of that is I. What did I do wrong? Where did I make a mistake? And that goes back to the first one that I was talking about in self-reflection. When you realize your mistakes, it's easy to take pride out of the situation, and you can start looking at yourself and identifying, what did I do wrong and how can I fix this situation? That brings us to lucky number three. Number three is, you have to accept the fact that you made a mistake. Now, here's the deal. Some of you are like, man, look, I'm not finna go and back to her or whatever and say, I made a mistake. I was wrong. I did the... No, my friend. people who cannot admit that they're wrong have ego issues. And it's big facts. That's big facts. You don't have to like it. This is the truth. People who cannot admit that they are wrong, they made a mistake, they made an error, you are the ones that cannot keep relationships long term. These are the people that walk around in permanent self-denial, and throughout your life, you're so focused on being right that you find out years later you were wrong, and then you finally do step one, self-reflection, step two, in checking your pride and realize that it's already too late. The time has passed. The people are gone. He or she is now gone. And now you're sitting there doing one thing, feeling stupid because now you're alone. Don't let yourself get in that predicament. Acknowledge the fact you're wrong. And even if the person on the other side is wrong and they made a mistake, if they made a mistake and you decided to lash out, you decided to disrespect, you decided to take wrongful actions, you still decided to fight fire with fire. And at the end of the day, they got burned and you got burned. Everything's even across the board. Somebody still owes somebody an apology. And that may require you to step up to the plate and admit that you were wrong. And here's another little secret. More times than not, when you are willing to admit that you are wrong, they are willing to admit that they are wrong too. Oh, wow. He made some big discovery. It's called respect. And respect goes two ways. It can't just go one. Let's move on to number four. Number four thing you need to do to get out of the doghouse is you need to apologize from the heart. Now, let me freeze it right here. You need to apologize from the heart. You can't just go up and apologize any kind of way and say, you know, my bad. I apologize. I was wrong. Because I'm going to tell you, people can read through lies. They can read through you not being truthful, you not really caring. And when they think that you don't care, it doesn't matter if you mean it in your heart. When you sound like you don't care, they're going to believe you don't care. They're going to believe that you are not apologetic for your actions. They're going to think you did what you did because you felt that it was okay. And that even now you're doing it just to check the block. I'm going to tell you now, coming from a married man, if you apologize and you sound like you don't care, I'm telling you, they're going to think that it's more of a sympathy apology than an empathetic one. And you have to show that you care. It is about love at the end of the day. And if you're not showing love, expect hate to come back and bite you. You know where. I don't need to tell you. You're smart enough. You got that. Apologize sincerely. Hey, my bad. I made a mistake. Didn't mean to do it. I was in the wrong. Here's what I could have done. Next thing I'm going to tell you, and this is only if the problem went both ways. Both ways, as in you were wrong, he or she was wrong. Make sure y'all are taking notes on this one. Make sure that your reason for lashing out is received. They need to know why you were upset. They need to understand why you were lashing out. It is okay for you to, like I said at the beginning of all of this, it is okay for you to be upset. Things happen. People make mistakes. People make errors. People get their feelings hurt. And you can't expect other people to act a certain way just because you felt a certain kind of way and you reacted a certain way. If I decide to say, hey, I don't like how you did that, that doesn't mean the person that I said it to isn't going to turn around and yell and punch me in my face. Everybody's energy is different. Everybody moves differently. And you have to respect the way that other people are going to move. But that doesn't mean that because you did wrong and they did wrong and that you apologize, that they shouldn't know why you did what you did. So when you apologize, tell them, hey, I'm sorry for being rude, but you also did this. You did that, and it made me feel like this. I felt offended. I felt hurt. I felt betrayed. I felt disrespected. I felt like this could have been done differently. Now, let me back up. This doesn't mean that you come off as a jerk. This is not your opportunity to be passive aggressive. This isn't your opportunity to come and say, yeah, I'm sorry, I was wrong, but you did this and you did. No, you're going to just spark another war. There's a way for you to do this and you have to think intelligently. And no one can tell you exactly how to do it. But at the end of the day, if you were offended, you have to understand there's a reason why. And you have to make sure that you are respected in the process of all of this, no matter what, even if it's at the very end, make sure that you walk out of that with your dignity intact. Last thing I'm going to tell you, number six. Understand that some situations just need time and you may have to give that person time. You may not be able to go in the room and say, hey, I'm sorry, I did this, I did that. Here's the chocolates, here's the wine, here's the blah, 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 blah. You may not be able to do that every single time. There's going to be times when you burn people and you offend people so much that they're just not going to want to talk to you. They're not going to want to deal with you. They're not going to want to be around you. And you're going to have to give them space. And I know it may hurt you, it may bother you, because you know in every second of silence, they're probably thinking about you. They're probably offended because of you. They probably only made dinner for one when you're used to getting dinner for two because of what you did. And no matter what the situation is, here's the truth. When they are doing that, it doesn't always mean they're mad at you. It could be that they were offended, disrespected, felt wronged, and now they need time to breathe. They need time to breathe. They need space. They need a break from you for a little while. And eventually the situation could come around. And if it doesn't come around eventually, then you too got to figure out whether we're going to continue moving forward or if we have to cut ties, if we have to split, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, you have to respect the person that you are with. And try your best not to put yourself in a situation where you end up in the doghouse having to listen to this podcast, this particular episode, and figure out how to get out. It's the Altitude Podcast. Heed my words. I promise it will help you. I've been there a million times. This is real. It happens. But there's always a light at the end of the tunnel if you do things the right way with compassion, with love, and sincerity. It's the Altitude Podcast. Next segment, let's go. If you are a dedicated listener to my podcast, then you already know K-Fitz is obsessed with greatness, no matter what it is I do in my life. Whether it's studying, whether it's family, whether it's my hustle, whether it's this podcast, whether it's writing books, whether it's my fitness, I am obsessed with being the best me that I can possibly be. So when it comes to my workout gear, I can only choose one brand, and that's Obsession Official Wear. So the name Obsession comes from their belief in fitness as a way of life. That brand is obsessed with achieving goals, no matter the obstacles that are in our way. A good friend of mine named Steven Sierra created this brand, and he has been grinding to put the message out there that Obsession is here to stay. So whenever you get a chance, head over to www.obsession.store. Again, that's www.obsession.store to check out their brand, to check out their clothes, and make sure you buy something. Pretty soon, if you're on my Instagram, you're going to see me rocking some of that stuff too. I promise you that. Why? Because I'm obsessed with greatness. And once you cop some Obsession official wear, you'll be obsessed too.